Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most underestimated topics in the whole specification, geographical skills, and specifically numerical skills. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Maths? In geography? Yes! And here's the thing, this topic appears across all three of your written exam papers. That means getting comfortable with numbers isn't optional, it's essential. And by the end of this episode, you'll feel genuinely confident tackling any numerical question the examiner throws at you. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. What do we actually mean by numerical skills in geography? At its core, this is about your ability to work with numbers in a geographical context. That means understanding what numbers represent, being able to calculate things like percentages, ratios, and averages, and crucially, being able to draw meaningful conclusions from numerical data. The exam board breaks this down into several key areas. First, understanding number, area, and scale. Second, understanding quantitative relationships between units. Third, designing fieldwork data collection sheets. Fourth, understanding accuracy, sample size, and reliability. Fifth, using proportion and ratio correctly. Sixth, understanding magnitude and frequency. And seventh, drawing informed conclusions from numerical data. Let's go through each of these in turn. Starting with number, area, and scale. In geography, you'll frequently encounter very large and very small numbers. Population figures might be in the millions or even billions. River discharge might be measured in cubic meters per second. Earthquake magnitudes use a logarithmic scale. The key skill here is being comfortable with what these numbers actually mean in context. If I tell you the population of China is approximately 1.4 billion, can you compare that meaningfully to the UK's population of around 67 million? That's a ratio of roughly 21 to 1. China has about 21 times more people than the UK. That kind of comparative thinking is exactly what examiners want to see. Scale is also crucial for map work. A scale of 1 to 50,000 means that 1 centimetre on the map represents 50,000 centimetres, or 500 metres, in real life. If two points on the map are 4 centimetres apart, the real distance is 4 times 500 metres, which is 2 kilometres. Always show you're working. Examiners award marks for method, not just the final answer. Now let's talk about quantitative relationships between units. This is about converting between units and understanding how different measurements relate to each other. Common conversions you need to know include kilometres to metres, multiply by 1,000, metres to centimetres, multiply by 100, and for area, remember that 1 square kilometre equals 1 million square metres. Population density is a classic example. It's calculated as population divided by area in square kilometres. So if a city has 500,000 people and covers 200 square kilometres, the population density is 500,000 divided by 200, which equals 2,500 people per square kilometre. Simple, but you must remember to include the units in your answer. Let's move on to designing data collection sheets, something that comes up directly in your fieldwork inquiry. A good data collection sheet is not just a blank table. It needs to be carefully designed to ensure your data is reliable, valid, and actually answers your research question. Here's what every good data collection sheet must include. First, a clear title or research question at the top. Second, column headings with units specified. Third, enough rows for your planned sample size. Fourth, a column for notes or anomalies. Fifth, space to record the date, time, and location. And here's a tip that candidates often miss. Your sheet should be designed so that someone else could use it and collect the same data in the same way. That's what we mean by reliability. If your sheet is ambiguous or unclear, your data won't be reliable.